Wow. And meanwhile, the rest of us are stuck in this. Why is it that, what was it about certain groups that got exemptions? Whereas when you, and even they, even Obama said, President Obama said he was going to, you know, delay the employer mandate. I don't know how he can do that, but apparently he can, even though it's written into law. What was it about certain groups that they got those exemptions?
You bet. I mean, if you're a union, if you're somebody that's been doing favors for him, he's doing a favor for them. I mean, it's the president's I'll scratch your back if you scratch my back kind of thinking for this administration. It's Chicago-style politics. Look, you know, this president has made a continual habit of defining the law that he wants to, interpreting the law that he wants to, or ignoring the laws that he doesn't like. Plain and simple, when the president said it was okay for Colorado to violate federal law when it came to marijuana legalization, he said it's not okay for states who've opted out of the health care bill to opt out of the health care bill. So even in that issue, he's setting a double standard for what a state can do and cannot do when it comes to the federal law. So this is a president who is doing everything he can to make this nation no longer abide by the rule of law.
Wow. What does that do to the rule of law?
It weakens it tremendously. Look, that's what we're trying to do, to stand up to this president, to stand up to this administration. The strength of our nation, the strength of our Constitution, the strength of this country, and our ability to grow going forward is about maintaining the rule of law.